Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 31st March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Huawei, together with state-run companies China Unicom and China Telecom, and the country's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, have jointly proposed a new standard for core network technology, called New IP, at the UN's International Telecommunication Union. Western countries believe the system would splinter the global internet and give state-run internet service providers granular control over citizens' internet use. It has gained the support of Russia and potentially Saudi Arabia, according to Western representatives at the ITU. India's lockdown has left some of the world's biggest outsourcing companies racing to maintain services for global clients as they struggle with arrangements for their employees to work from home. India's IT companies provide back-office operations for many of the world's largest corporations, from banks to manufacturers and pharmaceuticals. The largest of them, Tata Consultancy Services, counts Citibank among its clients, for example, while rival Infosys provides services for Pfizer. Early-stage businesses have seen a swift and severe contraction of investor interest due to coronavirus, writes Founders Factory chairman Brent Hoberman. Some have had funding term sheets pulled and investment deals collapse. To keep them alive, the UK should create a runway fund to give extra time, providing convertible loan notes with discounts to startups of up to £500,000 to give them at least 9 more months of operations. Facebook has struck a deal to buy all of the augmented reality displays made by British firm Plessy, as the social network looks to build Arkansas glasses capable of overlaying virtual objects onto the real world. The deal could give Facebook an edge over Apple, which recently looked at buying Plessy, one of the few makers of Arkansas displays, according to two people familiar with the matter. Microsoft replaces its Office 365 consumer plans with Microsoft 365 personal and family subscriptions. Personal will be billed at $7 per month, single user, family $10 per month, up to 6 users. Both plans offer access to Office and will eventually include a consumer version of Microsoft Teams. The company will also introduce a family safety app for sharing personal location, managing users' screen time. The plans go on April 21. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.